Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free. One of us is chained. None of us are free.
Son to Vietnam. You give me second class houses and second class schools. Do you think that all colored folks are just second class fools? Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with a backlash blue. What do you think I got to lose? I'm gonna leave you with the backlash blues. You're the one who'll have the blues, not me. Just wait and see.
Welcome to Ubuntu. Welcome to audition of Ubuntu tonight, which is the Woman Day, International Woman Day. And yeah, women are celebrate, and you know, and I got a special guest today. She's going to tell us, she's going to perform tonight at Recital Center. And yeah, she's a gorgeous young Sudanese woman, poet, Liz Nyakwoth. And she's going to tell us what she's going to perform. And she will tell us about the details that when, you know, the details of the performance and what, the Woman Day mean to her, because we are different women, you know, in the world, particularly that we're part of the world we come from. We don't know whether that included us or no. So I will ask Nyakwoth to tell us about what it means to her as a young woman. The Woman Day, what it's mean to her as an African woman as well, as a Sudanese young woman. So we're going to hear from her, and yeah, Welcome to the show, Nyakua.
Thank you for having me, Auntie Ajak. It's a blessing to be in same space with you. You're one of my biggest role models. I look up to you. I love what you stand for. I love the way you live your life authentically. And I think as a young woman, reflecting on what it means to be a woman, role models play a huge role in not only guiding us, but also in helping us cultivate a sense of identity. And so when I think about, personally, when I think about International Women's Day, my grandmother comes to mind a lot. She is someone I... Someone I deeply admire. She's played a huge role in my life. She raised me from a very early age, at the tender age of 5, and she's been my mom and dad, sister, and a friend, and really felt lucky to have her and for her to have played a huge role in shaping who I am today. So celebrating women, it's so important because often, especially living in a, you know, male-dominated societies, often the work of women goes unnoticed, not just at home, but also in civil life. So I'm really grateful that we get to acknowledge women during International Women's Day in all aspects of life, in everything they do, all the contributions, and also just the fact that women shape lives, shape society, shape ideas that make life better. And I think as a woman, I feel a sense of responsibility to acknowledge other women who've made significant difference in my life. And those women include yourself, Ajak. You stand in such a, you really, you know, not just your music, but every time we meet and we talk, I feel that I can be myself with you, that I can speak to you about my issues, my challenges, but not only that, that I can also speak about my aspirations and just really enjoy, you know, that intimacy, with another woman. It's beautiful. And I feel like we need to do more of that, not just during International Women's Day. I'll talk about what brought me here, today, and that's to share with you all that I'll be presenting a poem, a couple of poems, actually. In fact, I'll be sharing one in my mother tongue, which is Nuer, and that will be dedicated to my grandmother. So if you're around, come and check us out. So we are known as the Resonant Heart. So basically, we focus on ritualistic Feast of Ancient Ways of Knowing. A collective that creates autonomous, authentic spaces for cult and BIPOC women and female-identifying artists to share our voices, craft, and dreams with wider Australian audiences. So you would expect really various presentation featuring a kaleidoscope of original composition, traditional Bosnian, Sephardic, Indian, and Iranian works with songs, stories, and poems in Nuer, Hindi, Bosnian, Farsi, and Judeo-Spanish, Latin, Ladino languages, excuse me. So it's going to be a ritualistic feast of ancient ways, of not just showing up, but also expression and being. And I think it will be something that it's quite unique and new. So,
yeah, it's just amazing. You yourself, you are an amazing young. This young woman I'm talking to in front of me, she's one of the strongest women I come across. I don't want to talk about her life, but I think she had a different kind of life that a young woman could go through, and she survived it. As she's mentioned, you know, her mother, your mother was, you know, your grandmother was your mom.
Exactly.
And then she passed away and left you with the kids, your siblings, and that is a tough itself.
Yeah, Yeah, look, it definitely was a tough gig, yeah. And I think it gave me appreciation of the role parents play. We take for granted the challenges of raising children. And having played that role at age 17, I'm really sympathetic, especially in the light of all the, you know, events that are happening in our community, you know, with young people imprisoned and having encounters with police. It's hard. And I think sometimes it's easy to cast blame on certain on either young people or parents themselves.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think, it reminds me of that African saying, it takes community to raise a child.
To raise a child, yeah.
And I feel like, you know, that's something that's missing, in this space. You know, we, find ourselves, in our own struggles, and it helps when it's shared. It helps when people, you can rely on your community to give a helping hand and just really work together and support each other. So I think for me, if anything, my message would be to, you know, not just have sympathy, but try and help in any way you can, whether it be mentoring a young person or even just, you know, advising. If you're someone who works with parenting, I feel like a lot of parents in Australia, especially from our community, the South Sudanese, would benefit from really knowing the different ways of raising kids here, because the methods are different from back home. And I feel a lot of them are just, they just don't have the resources. They don't have the right tools to help them, you know, navigate these challenges while, you know, whilst also raising kids.
I will get back to you to that reason I mentioned, that, you know, how you went through this time, be able to raise your siblings as a very young age, and be able to be standing and be here. It just itself is getting it together. Become out a fine young woman.
Thank you.
You know, working and all that. And so it makes sense that you wrote a poem about your grandmother.
Yes.
And I would love you to read one of the a poem for our listeners to hear, even though they don't understand. They know the story that we just said.
I'm happy to share one in English, actually. And this one is, I'm happy to share, because it's, when I composed this piece, I was thinking of all of the people that played various roles in my life. You know, the time I fell down, women picked me up, as one of my favorite poets have said. So I'm happy to share this one. It speaks, for me, it's really more of a, again, a thank you letter, if anything. It goes, define your identity, not in your suffering. No, we survive trauma and keep on living because someone loved us once said, our presence here matter. Fail I may, but there is comfort in the safe heaven of your warmth, Grandma. Yes, you guide me to a path of self-discovery until I realize my full potential. Grandmother's prayer, spirit rekindled, arise. The entire universe is wrapped around your slender neck, which translates as, woman, you are so goddamn beautiful. God done made you, beautifully crafted in a raw material known as melanin with a heart of gold. And yes, and your eyes contain all the light God used to make all humans. For the love of God, celebrate you. For you smile in the face of adversaries. You raise the bar and break records at the setting of the dawn. And if anyone should look down on you, made you feel inconsequential, do not curse. Nor your identity, not your mistakes, no. Not even painful childhood memories can define you, woman, your fireflies, heart raptures in brilliance constantly. Never doubt your worth. You are ingrained with love. Yes, you are the best version of you, even in difficult circumstances. I admire that bravery down your spine.
Wow, that is very powerful, Nyan. Quote nearly make me cry. You grow up in front of us, and it is so incredible to be able to hear that, how you become. And so we go back to you mentioned about, it takes a village to raise children, and you mentioned about, our parents, as you, it's not me, that they are lack of the local knowledge. Look, it very difficult because, when people learn when they mix with people.
Absolutely.
That's how you learn. But yep. If you put in your ghettos, and how do you can become something that is a famous, say?
Right.
Something you don't know,
exactly.
You don't see.
Yep.
And even though we blame the mothers here, they don't know any better way.
Absolutely.
They are in their own, in all, look on a high rise.
Yep.
You don't see them mix with Australian parents, don't you?
No, look, I live in the southeast, and obviously that end we don't have high rises, but I can certainly agree in that we definitely don't mingle with the wider community. But also not just that. I think when I mention resources and tools, it's also about empowering mothers, giving them something to fall back on. When I was a child growing up in South Sudan, there was different ways of me being, raised up. There were so many. I was raised up by a community. I was raised up by my grandmother, by my aunties, by everyone. Whereas here, everyone lives in their room and houses. And I think, like, when I visit my cousins, they're always in their rooms. And even their own parents rarely see them. So it's a strange situation. Because how would you, how would you guide a person that you rarely see? So I think even just that, people, it's becoming a bit complex, I think.
We're not the inside people. And that when you see a lot of young Sudanese, When we first came here, you see, I was in Hobart, but when I go to Dang De Nong, you see the kids, they're hanging out on a train station. They were innocent at the time.
Yeah, of course.
It was just a place that they get together outside. Mm. As
Absolutely.
You know, we're not inside people.
No.
And that is works against a lot of young people 100%. To be able to be seen around.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of my, not only my little cousin, but their friends and the young people I work with, because I've had the privilege of working with young people for a very long time. I heard firsthand experience. And I also witnessed my own siblings struggling with fitting in and often feeling that they're being, targeted, and it's true in all areas. Yeah. Whether it being, at shops or even just going to, the beach. And because they're always hanging out in massive groups, which is partly also our culture. But again, it's
threatening.
It's
it feel like, and the image has been betrayed by the media, And sometimes I just say, Elise, I just say, why people think we the people who always do wrong thing? What make people think? What did we do in history? I ask all the time ask ourselves, what did we do?
Yep.
To be able to be just absolutely, to be seen like you, the bad guy.
Yeah.
And everyone else.
Yep.
Is good.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's definitely no simplistic answer to understanding that because, obviously that goes back to
history.
You know, yeah, history and recent history of, you know, other countries taking over other countries and teaching people their own way. And it's about, you know, the domineering.
I would say it's a bullying, you know. Places like a police, it's a bullying.
Yeah.
They just don't have reason.
Mm.
And they're targeting because there is a say that they're going to make a mistake. I might just well control them.
Mm.
And because our kids are very tall, and even the Shah and their children,
and they
see like a dangerous.
Yeah. I volunteered during the early years of 2014 on to 2016. I volunteered my time and would spend Friday nights and Saturday night with police at Dandenong. And we would go around different stations really just to, in a way, you know, making sure young people are okay and just giving them advice, especially, you know, when the new law came that you couldn't drink in public. That really played a huge role in young people ending up being, you know, targeted and taken away because essentially they were breaking law, which few months prior, you know, there was no such a thing. And that's why I realized, from that experience, it's really important to, one, you know, really engage with local police. And I saw how the perceptions impacted their behavior towards our young people. And for me, I'm the kind of person, to be honest, I don't know if it's partly because of the way my grandmother saw things, but it's really important to own the problem because you need to be able to have power over a situation that's impacting you. And I saw that was a problem that was impacting our community. But I just, you know, I was in my early 20s and I was really devastated by that because it made me realize it's going to take a long time, you know, to not only educate our police force about our community and about our culture. And because some of the cultural differences were huge, were staggering, you know, the idea of young people, you know, hanging together. It's a culturally. Yeah. So the definition of that was, yeah. So, and that's in itself, it's really scary, but it takes a collective. It takes us really having a voice and challenging those, notion. Cause they're definitely portrayed as in a light that isn't.
They did in a big way.
Yeah.
And they absolutely, they almost broke the young people's spirit.
Yeah.
They become against law.
Yeah. And I would honestly, this is our home. Australia is home, and we need to be able to realize that. But also we can't leave our culture. You know, we can't fully, even if we were to become Australian, it doesn't mean forgetting who we are. And I think that's the beauty of living in Victoria. You know, Victoria is actually one of the most leading multicultural states in Australia. And obviously, it didn't become that by mistake. It came because people invested in really pushing for multiculturalism.
And, having said that, as Australian people, they are good people.
They want
us to succeed.
Yeah.
But they actually are confused because when they said, oh, there are a dangerous come.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are a monsters running around on the street. What do they think?
Yeah.
Everyone
I know.
Will be scared.
Like I said, I was terrified when I saw the definition of gang because I'm like, this is everyone I know because they all hang in groups and the young people I know, they're sweet, kind, great human beings who just, they're just being young people. You know, they're hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
They just want to live their best lives and it's sad. But look, I definitely didn't, I'm not prepared to discuss this topic because it's a big topic.
It's a big topic.
And it's one that is really close to my heart. And
yep.
I'm really motivated.
We will have a conversation.
I'd love to debate it. Yeah, we can have a proper topic, debate around it, because I feel like it needs discussion, it needs ideas, it needs solutions.
I take you away from the very important art.
Yep.
You know, and womanhood.
Yes.
So what does a woman day mean to you? Apart from, you know, what you described before, what are you looking forward to tonight?
I am honestly looking forward to just celebrating who I am, you know, in the remembrance, you know, not only of the woman who birthed me, but of the one who raised me and of the one that I will become. I do feel a sense of responsibility in becoming the person of tomorrow. You know, when I look at my grandmother, my heart is always filled. And I feel like if she were here, I'd like to think that she would have been proud of me. And I think for me, the performance is showing up. It's me not only presenting me physically, but also sharing the stories of who I am through my, you know, mother tongue, connecting with other people and just being in that moment. I don't want it to be anything significant, but just the fact that here I am.
And share with others, women as well.
Exactly, yeah.
That it has been, you listen to 3CR, and this is Aya here with Ubuntu, with Nyakwat, and she's going to run off to a rehearsal.
I am. Yeah.
For another day. And so, as you could hear, she is just an incredible young woman. And we will invite her to the studio. And that is why 3CR is very important for us to discuss our issues.
Mm, absolutely.
And so I would just want to say thank you so much. It was my privilege to have you here. To see you as a grow, you know, and become, you know, the woman you always like that.
A
I
pleasure.
Knew you are all like that. Even I didn't see you for a long time.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Spending this time with you, and I look forward to our next chat. And I promise you, I'll be prepared. I literally came to share a poem and just, you know, encourage everyone to
come
and celebrate Women's Day.
What would you tell the audience?
I would tell everyone who's listening.
To come along.
Come along. And please, you know, on that day, do something very kind to the women in your life. It can be the smallest gesture. It goes a long way.
Yeah, you ladies, you better to rock after tonight and go and celebrate. There's a lot of celebration happening now today. But, you know, you guys, you know, to find a way to be able to, you know, to treat yourself kind.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Are you pleased with what you see? When you look inside your mirror, are you truly, truly happy? You need to ask yourself this question, as if you're not. Don't forget, no,
freeze my wages and send my son to Vietnam. You give me second class houses. Now if your mind lies in the devil's workshop and evil doing's your thrill and trouble and mischief is all you live for, you know done well, and that you go to hell, that you go to hell. So you live in dispose of your natural soul, 'cause you know done well that you'll go to hell, that you'll go to hell. Say hell where your natural soul burns, hell where you pay for your sins. Keep your children from wrongdoing, 'cause you know done well that they'll go to hell. They'll go to hell. I say hell, man and woman were created hell to live for eternity. The tree of hate, so you know done well that they went to hell. They went to hell. Now Satan was an angel in heaven, but he stirred up trouble and woe. So the Lord, so you know done well, he went to hell. Yeah, yeah, he went to hell. Yeah, he went to hell. He went to hell. Treat him when he takes you on the town. They say you ain't behind him, and just don't understand and think that you're a woman but acting like a man. Hey, Lottie Mama, what you gonna do now? Straight, let the whole round world know it wasn't you that caused this bitter fate. All these years you loved him, and he knows it's true. 'Cause what you want for your man is what he's wanting to. Hey, yeah. Tell me, what you gonna do now? When you love a man enough, you're bound to disagree. 'Cause ain't nobody perfect, 'cause ain't nobody free. Hey, Lottie Mama, tell me what you gonna do. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here.
Good evening. You be listening to Ubuntu Come Together. You heard from an amazing Sudanese young woman poet, and they're performing tonight at Recital Center. And you can, you know, the Woman of the World is a celebration for Women Day, which is really incredible. A lot of people you might heard from her. She mentioned so many people, different women of the world. And so that is make Australia a very multicultural place. And I just hope Australia kind to those who are looked much, much different like us. So art is so, it bring people together. So I hope you will buy your ticket, and you bought your ticket already to go and see them. I encourage you to so, because it's going to be incredible, all powerful about women. And women, we have a long, long way to go, even though people achieve so much in a very short time. Women are still, you know, women are still the nigger of the world. And I was going to play that song from John Lennon, you know, but the recording, it's not with me today. And it says, a woman are a nigger of the world. And so I hope you enjoy your night and you be listening to this an amazing woman protesting and Nina Simone. She's incredible, you know, as you all know, Nina Simone. If there is anyone had a tough time, she did have a tough time. And just because of her color, that's all. And it's sad. It's pretty sad world for black people, really. And even though that was long ago, people go step forward and step back, you know. Australia is, we're lucky we live in Australia. But there are people in Australia, you know, like authority figure. They think that they're the people who know the best of Australia and the media. They the people act like Australian and moral agents and put and actually hide it from Australian people so they don't know what they're doing. I hope you treat yourself very well and have a great night. And yeah, I'm going to go out with this amazing woman, Nina Simone. Thank you.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. You've been acting different, I've been told. Soothe me, I want some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine.
troubled mind, yeah. All right, all right.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.